Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Leslie put people at the heart of everything they create.
With my team at Comcast, we developed the Xfinity Voice Remote and tested it to recognize different types of accents, inflections, and languages.
New movies?
Movies for kids.
Películas para las familias.
Now 40 million voice commands a day are heard by the Xfinity Voice Remote. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Manchester United will hit the road to Brighton for the early game tomorrow. Aston Villa will host Arsenal, and US college football takes over the Aviva. Verstappen defends his home Grand Prix. We're going to look ahead to the weekend sport with Shane Hannan from Off the Ball and also lament Rovers last night.
Absolutely, Pat. A lot of lamenting for Rovers fans, I'd imagine, because they were well within that game. And then to concede 5 minutes into the first half stoppage time, you're thinking, okay, well, look, reset at half time. They come out at the second half. They concede pretty much 2 minutes later, and then the red card, and it's game over. 4-0 at the end, but really, really good result for Pat.
They were given out about RT not showing the game. Maybe spared their blushes.
I know, possibly in some ways. But then on the other side of the coin, we didn't get to see St. Pat's last night either. And yeah.
They did well.
Brilliantly well.
Scoreless.
Yeah, and that's a really good result. Istanbul, Başakşehir have really good pedigree in European football. They beat Manchester United a couple of years ago as well in the Champions League group stages 2-1. So a really good team.
But the return leg is in the Lions' down.
This is the thing. Next Wednesday, and Stephen Kenny gave out last night, they have a game on Sunday against Dundalk. They won't play any of those players that are going to play next Wednesday. But I just mean from a logistical point of view, it would have been nice to have proper preparation. But over 3 million. Well over 3 million at stake for St. Pat's.
Now, staying with football and the Premier League, it was much as expected last weekend.
It was. No real surprise results, I guess. It was often ignored. Aston Villa, really good away win for them against West Ham 2-1. Eric Ten Hag will be quite pleased kicking the season off. Joshua Zirkzee as well, coming off the bench to make his debut, scoring the goal. Man City doing what Man City do. Arne Slot with a nice start to life at Liverpool. And you're looking at those fixtures this weekend. Liverpool, you'd expect to get the job done at home against Brentford. Chelsea and all the Raheem Sterling mess at that club. Mess generally at the club. Too many players in that squad. But they're away to Wolves on Sunday afternoon as well. Aston Villa, Arsenal, probably the game of the weekend tomorrow afternoon at 5:30, I would suggest. Arsenal, of course, looking to finally get over the line and get that title under Mikel Arteta. And United against Brighton as well, the early kickoff tomorrow.
Now, what about Kevin Kelleher at Liverpool?
He needs to go. He really needs to go, Pat, I think, in order to get game time. There's talk of rumoured interest from Premier League clubs. Remains to be seen whether or not he will go. Liverpool have just signed the Georgian keeper as well, who might slot in as the number two after Alisson Becker. So all of a sudden, it appears Kevin Kelleher may well be moving further down the pecking order. So from an international perspective, we want him to get games.
Okay, any other movements in and out?
To be honest, the big movements that we're waiting to see are from Manchester United. Manuel Ugarte from PSG looks to be a good one. Personal terms seem to be relatively agreed. United need to make outgoings. Talk of Scott McTominay leaving the club, possibly to Napoli, possibly to Fulham. Eric Ten Hag wants to keep the player. They've already got rid of Aaron Wan-Bissaka and others. But Ugarte to Manchester United appears to be the big one. Ben Chilwell, the Chelsea defender, has been linked as well, now that he's no longer wanted by their manager Enzo Maresca. So some interesting moves to be made.
Now, a homecoming for David Shanahan at the Aviva.
Yeah, really, really exciting this one tomorrow. For anyone heading along to the Aviva Stadium for the Erlingus College Football Classic, you have Georgia Tech against the team that did really well last year in Florida State University. Two teams with great pedigree, but Shanahan, who you mentioned, former Kerry Minor, who was on that panel in 2018 that won the All-Ireland, to have an Irish kicker involved just adds an extra element of intrigue to the whole thing. And it's all pageantry. It's all the drinks beforehand.
It is college football, not NFL, but the NFL beckons for someone like him.
It does. And to be honest, college football is pretty much bigger than the NFL in America in terms of numbers of attendances
and
TV.
But not in terms of money.
Exactly. It's all about the money, isn't it? But yeah, going to be a really exciting game tomorrow afternoon at the Aviva.
Now, the return of Formula One after the summer break and a little bit of pressure on Verstappen to win his home Grand Prix.
There is, and there always is on Max Verstappen to get the win at his home Grand Prix, Pat. But you'd expect him to get the job of done. This is the first of 10 races remaining in this year's calendar. His current lead is probably unassailable it's best of the rest. You're looking at the likes of Lando Norris, Charles Leclerc, Piastri. He has a 78-point advantage, Max Verstappen, over McLaren's at Lando Norris.
Now, the constructors is not as much a given because you've got McLaren on a resurgent phase. Ferrari a bit behind that again. So Perez must be asking himself questions about his performance for Red Bull.
100%. And you need to be picking up these points. Whatever what Verstappen is guaranteed to do, what Verstappen's going to do, but you need to be getting a lot of podiums if you're Sergio Perez. And Checo is good at getting podiums, but in fairness, slacking off a little bit towards the start of this season. McLaren's current form is really, really good. Lando Norris is there, thereabouts for a reason. Norris is 22 points ahead of the Ferrari of Charles Leclerc. The rate of scoring of the drivers in the last remaining race is going to be really interesting. So the five races from Spain to the summer break after Belgium, the highest scoring driver was Lewis Hamilton, who took 95 points. So Hamilton's in decent form as well.
Heading for
exactly, off to the red livery.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I remember David Kennedy, the Irish Grand Prix driver, suggesting that Formula One had got it wrong in terms of creating chicanes and so on, that they needed to create wide spaces where overtaking could happen. Because at the moment, the only excitement is pit stops and tyres.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. No, it's not. And then you see the street circuits like in Baku and Las Vegas, which are pretty much processions, because as soon as someone gets the lead or wins the qualifying, it's game over. So I fully take David's points, in fairness.
Shane Hannan from Off the Wall, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.